have you back here on the program now. Really appreciate you being here. You know, I'm looking at all these transactions now. CEFC, other Chinese companies, millions of dollars flowing in. Apparently the Biden family. And people are screaming, you can't go after the Biden children. Wait a second. You got these suspicious activity reports from the United States government. I didn't create those. And they're worth looking into. Congressman Tim Walberg joining me here on the program. Now, Congressman, good to have you here.
Good to be with you.
You're on the Energy and Commerce Committee. You know about CEFC. You know about all these things. So you see James Comer, your colleague now, exposing $3 million here, $180,000 there. Some of it dating from 2015. And it shows money flowing to Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, Haley Biden, another Biden that we don't know the name, but I think I might be able to guess. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think this is exonerating those of us who early on said there's a problem with how President or Vice President Biden at the time was dealing with Hunter and some of the very questionable relationships that he had with foreign countries, especially dealing with Ukraine, Russia, and China, and why he could be getting some lucrative contracts and having no experience or justification for those contracts, and talking about the big guy and the help that could come from the big guy. That, of course, was undercut and hidden, held back by the national media, and any who talked about it were generally treated as if they were conspiracy theorists and just politically motivated, when now we're seeing all of this come out with further evidence that must be looked at, and I'm glad that we have committees in place now that are actually going to do actual hearings and investigations on it to find out what's gone wrong. Because if we're concerned about corruption in Ukraine and other places,
no,
we're concerned about corruption right here in the United States to the highest office of
the land. Well, you nailed it for me there, Congressman. My concern is with corruption in Ukraine. And yet we got tens of billions of dollars going there, which you know I don't buy into. We're on different sides of that issue. And I don't think that we have. What is the American national interest in sending all of this money? Multiples of what the European countries are paying. Why are we paying so much more than all the European countries combined? Why is that? Into Ukraine, and for what purpose?
Well, I guess we're going to have to agree to disagree on the fact that we don't want Russia to develop a Soviet Union again. We certainly don't want any nation in the world, and especially a nation governed and ruled by a dictator called Putin, to take over.
Oh, I'm not a Putin fan. I get that. I'm not saying Putin is a good person. I don't think Zelensky is what he's been portrayed to be. I just don't see it. I see billions of dollars going to Ukraine, and you just said it. It's a very corrupt nation.
Well, no, I didn't say that. I said there's corruption in Ukraine, there's corruption in the United States, there's corruption in a lot of countries. But the issue is beyond corruption. The issue is what is in the best interest of the United States relative to NATO, relative to making sure that countries like Russia, and specifically communist entities like Putin-led Russia, don't gain the day and begin to redevelop again, as we saw take place with their efforts relative to Syria, getting deep water ports, taking over Crimea with our president at the time, Obama, doing nothing about it. When Trump came in, it became very apparent he wasn't going to let that happen, and nothing further happened. And I believe that this war in Ukraine wouldn't be happening if Trump were still the president.
But Donald Trump does not support the war. Neither does Ron DeSantis, for the record.
Yeah, that's what they say now. That's what they say now, and a lot of that's political. But you can bet if this would have taken place or attempted to take place when Trump was there, action would have been taken aggressively. And I think I know that for a fact. I also have been to Ukraine. I've been all across Ukraine during the war and checking on these issues and talking with the people of Ukraine, talking with the military leadership of Ukraine and the rank-and-file military. When you have those opportunities, you see something different, and you look at the expenditures that are going on. At this point in time, $76 billion that have been expended from our resources in Ukraine, 46 for actual military implements.
Right, but the amount that's been earmarked is far more. But the question that I still have that has not been answered by anyone, why are we spending several times more than all of Europe combined? Why is America footing the bill like always when we don't have a southern border wall built? We have other issues we need to deal with, and yet we spent more than all of EU combined.
But you're neglecting the information and the truth of fact. We've got the money for the border wall. It's sitting there. I've been down there two times in the last 6 months, and I've seen the wall sitting on the ground that was purchased by Congress and by President Trump. It's there. The contracts were cut. Those can be made. We can do both. It's like walking and chewing gum. And certainly we have to watch what we spend in any given area. But I don't think it's an either or. And for the leadership of the world and to make sure that communist regimes don't develop again and China doesn't get any more indication that this country is weak enough to let them walk over us.
Of course they can walk
over us. Like Taiwan.
China's about to build a fighter jet factory in Argentina.
Yep.
And what are we doing about that? We're spending all of our money in Ukraine. What are we doing about preventing the Chinese from building a fighter jet factory in Argentina?
Well, I mean, that's not anything that we would have the ability to say legally or otherwise that we could stop China from building a factory anywhere. I think we ought to be concerned about building factories in our country, China doing that. But I think we ought to make sure that China understands that we will not put up with aggressive activities, and that has to be seen relative to Putin as well. And that means that Taiwan must be protected. That means that our allyship with Australia, Japan, Taiwan, and others in that region of the world has to remain seen as very strong and ready for action. We don't get away with doing what we did in World War One, World War Two, setting out and then ultimately seeing it all worsen.
You know, John Kennedy said to stay out of our hemisphere. He was referring to the Russians at the time. Why can't we do the same thing with the Chinese? I'll give you the last word.
Well, I think we can. I think
but
we
we're
can,
not.
And I think we need to stand that way. And there are voices, mine included, that are speaking to stand very firmly against China in our hemisphere. And that's the problem with getting back to the original thought that you had, getting back to original concern about the Hunter Biden and the family Biden involvement with China. And corruption that goes on there that has to be ferreted out to make sure that
100%.
We stand up to China.
Yeah, 100%, because if they're getting paid off, it raises lots of questions.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Congressman Tim Walberg, I got to leave it right there. Enjoy your St. Patrick's Day. Be careful out there.
I guess we're all Irish today, and old Walberg is my name for a day.
There you go. Thank you, Congressman.
Okay.
All right, quick break. When we come back, Steve Doolin will be here, professor, licensed attorney. The gun measures being passed in Michigan. What's it going to mean to you? What's it going to mean to me? We'll talk about it more straight ahead. Don't go anywhere. Of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113.
Welcome.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.